106 Jack FM Hertfordshire News.
This is a Christmas treat for myself and my son Felix, who'd been studying the novel of the play, The Curious Incident of the Dog in the Nighttime, at school. So we'd booked these wonderful seats, you know, months in advance. We really splashed out and we had front row of the dress circle. And we were thoroughly engaged in the play, which is incredibly compellingly staged. And therefore, when we started hearing shouting and voices right up in the gods, we absolutely just assumed it was part of the kind of interactive, quite progressive nature of the play. That scene at the time was set on the beach. And what I remember hearing, and of course this is just all in moments, but it was very vivid, each moment is, you know, becomes incredibly vivid, was a sort of tinkling sound, and it was actually quite a pretty sound, almost like glass very gently shattering. Of course, in retrospect, this was the ceiling starting to fragment. And that was followed by a very light shower of dust, which, of course, for us, tied in with what was happening on stage on the beach. And, of course, naturally, we then all looked up. And at that moment, the artifice of what was going on suddenly turned into this hideous reality. Because when we looked up to find those voices in the gods and find where this tinkling noise was coming from and where this very light shower of dust was coming from, the whole theatre looked up and saw the ceiling implode and fall. And then the rest sort of happened in a slightly dreamlike way, I suppose. You get bashed and pulverised by what's falling. And I was whacked on the back of the head by something. I'd swapped seats, thank God, with my son just before it started. And it all happened so quickly that you almost, you know, there's no going into the brace position. I just don't know what I did, but I know that I got over my son somehow. And I can't even tell you really how long it lasted for. But you look up when it seems to have stopped and you suddenly think, I have to get out, I have to get out, I have to get out. Because then a billion thoughts are racketing through your brain. What caused it? Is it a bomb? Has it finished? Is the building going to fall down? And you just want to get out. That's when the kindness of strangers suddenly kicks in. And I had a lovely lady called Jane from St. Albans who just came to my side and then didn't leave me until we were taken to hospital. Of course, as a mother, you don't want to alarm your child and you want to be there for your child. So I knew that I had blood dripping down me, but I just tried to focus on my son, who was also hurt. I have to say that the emergency services were there in minutes, and they were incredible. The fire brigade were the first on the scene, and they took absolute control. You felt completely confident in their ability to make things safe and to help you. Completely. It was as if they knew absolutely what to do, and they do know in that instant absolutely what to do. We are very, very lucky to have the emergency services that we have. The theatres either side of us were then evacuated, and their foyers were made into triage centres for the wounded. And again, although there were so many people, and it was a scene of absolute, you know, shock and horror, both for the people involved and the people that were helping us. The people that were helping us were able to be incredibly swift and incredibly efficient, but at no time did you feel that they were anything but calm and kind. And it really struck me the day after this happened how that kindness and calmness was absolutely as essential as the dressings that they put on our wounds.